Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, November 1st, 2024. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows and Deputy Secretary Julie Flynn have issued a press release with information that they hope will answer questions about voting in Maine. Early voting ended yesterday, so I'll skip over those sections, and here are some of the highlights of the information they want you to know. If you want to keep track of the absentee ballots that have been received, the Elections Division posts up-to-date absentee ballot voter data each weekday afternoon at maine.gov/SOS, and just follow the links from there. That's maine.gov/SOS for Secretary of State. Of the 357,099 absentee ballots that were requested by Maine residents, 300,927 of them had been received by the state as of Wednesday afternoon, and 1,598 had been rejected. Upon the receipt of an absentee ballot, the municipal clerk examines the signature of the voter on the absentee ballot envelope and on any affidavit and witness certification on the envelope, and may compare it to the signature on their voter registration file. If the ballot requires curing because the required information is not present or the signatures appear not to match, the clerk shall contact the voter within a day. On the day before or the day of the election, the clerk must make a good faith effort to contact the voter. The outcome of the clerk's inspection of the envelope is noted in a tracker, and a voter can see if their ballot has been accepted or rejected. If the ballot is rejected, the voter would be able to cast a different ballot by 8 p.m. on election day. To register to vote in Maine, voters must be Maine residents, U.S. citizens, and at least 16 years old, although only Mainers who will be 18 on or before November 5, 2024, may vote in the general election. When registering for the first time, voters must provide proof of residency and identity. Current or former incarceration status does not disqualify any Mainer from registering to vote or casting their ballot. Incarcerated persons at a correctional facility or county jail may register to vote in the Maine municipality where they established residency prior to incarceration. Maine has same-day voter registration, meaning that Mainers may register to vote and cast their ballot on the same day, even election day. Online voter registration ended earlier this month. Registrations must now be done in person at the voter's municipality. Sample ballots, a list of candidates, including the declared write-in candidates, can be found at that maine.gov/SOS website. The races for President, U.S. Senate, and both U.S. House races will use ranked choice voting. Only first choice votes will be reported by the municipalities on election night. Municipalities have 2 business days to report their certified results to the Elections Division. If no candidate in a ranked choice race receives more than 50% of the ballots cast, a ranked choice tabulation will be conducted in Augusta in the days following Election Day. That process will be open to the public and live streamed. That's all we have time for today, but I will have more next week here on Around Town. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. Take care, and I'll see you next week.